Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Loeb. Today is October 19th, 2014. We're going to get you in the mood for Halloween. Today we'll feature music that is just perfect for this time of year. It's music for the spirit of Halloween on At the Organ. One of Johann Sebastian Bach's most well-known pieces, the Toccata and Fugue in D minor, catalog BWV 565, is synonymous with horror movies. In 1927, orchestra conductor Leopold Stokowski introduced the world to a symphony transcription of this work, and is also used in the 1940 Disney film Fantasia. It's been used in other movies and programs as well. In fact, I remember it being used in advertisements for the former Brigantine Castle in Brigantine, New Jersey. For Halloween, this tops the list for music on the pipe organ. Organist Tom Hazelton will play this for us. Now, Tom was a graduate of San Francisco State University. He received an artist diploma from the Curtis Institute of Philadelphia. He's performed at classical and theater organs all over the world, including Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, Balboa Park in San Diego, the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, the Wanamaker Store Philadelphia, and various other churches, including Riverside Church in New York City. Now, this particular selection was performed at the Riverside Church in New York, October 8th, 2000, during a Virgil Fox Memorial Concert, which was released as a 2-CD set. The main organ started life as a 1930 Hook and Hastings organ. It was rebuilt by Aeolian Skinner from 1953 to 1955. It's had several rebuilds since then and is one of New York's largest pipe organs. Tom Hazelton on the organ at Riverside Church. This is the Toccata and Fugue in D minor, composed by Johann Sebastian Bach.
You're listening to At the Organ.
We're playing music in the spirit of Halloween on At the Organ. Famed Hungarian composer Franz Liszt seemed to have a fascination with death, as is evidenced by several of his works. It was said Liszt would often visit Parisian hospitals, gambling casinos, and asylums, and in the 1830s went down into prison dungeons to see prisoners condemned to die. Apparently a visit to see the famous fresco Triumph of Death by Francesco Traini in the Campo Santo in Pisa inspired Liszt to begin working on his Totentanz, which translated means Dance of the Dead. He completed the work in 1849, although he revised it twice in 1853 and 1859. It was first performed at The Hague on April 15, 1865, by Hans von Bülow, a student of Liszt to whom Liszt dedicated the work. The Totentanz was originally composed for solo piano and orchestra. Organist Stephen Tharp transcribed the piece for organ. Tharp is a world-renowned organist with an extensive touring schedule, which includes playing the organ for the visit of Pope Benedict XVI to New York in 2008. On July 13, 2013, Mr. Tharp performed at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis on the 5-manual Alien Skinner pipe organ. The Organ Media Foundation recorded the event, which includes Stephen Tharp's performance of Franz Liszt's Totentanz.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ, a production of the Oregon Media Foundation. Visit our website, attheorgan.com, to listen to this episode and past episodes. You can post comments and feedback on the show, and there are links to the various music, artists, locations, and events as mentioned on At the Organ. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week.
At the Organ is a production of the Oregon Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.